Hello, everybody. This is part two of the conversation, which is talking about piracy. Now, piracy is a very, very long time trying to deal with problem, especially when it comes to porn videos and those that are making this content, which means the producers. So you have to realize the producers are dealing with several types of issues right now. Number one, trying to keep their business alive so they can make more of this amazing viewing content pleasure for you. Number two, trying to get more of the money to create green screens, props, and hiring new actresses to help us out with help them with all this content. And number three, piracy. Piracy is a very, very strong thing that happens in the size fetish community, followed by any other porn community. But we're just talking about the giantess area for right now. So with this community, you've seen it all over the place. You've seen Pornhub. You've seen 18 free porn. You see all the other websites that have done the same thing, like TurboBid, MediaFire, the rest of those people that like just to put the full free video, the full video that they probably paid for, and just upload it on the internet. Okay, guys, remember, doing that does not help anybody. That more like frustrates them, because now they have to deal with finding the videos, taking them off, because they need the money to survive. Just like, you know, Giantess Roma or BFG, Astro, Canadian Giantess, Media Impact. All of these people right here need the money to continue with their content, to continue having amazing videos or videos that fit your type of tastes brought out. Because, I mean, there isn't that many other choices. There are some clips for sale stores that I'm pretty sure that might interest you. But when it comes to the main factors of people, you need them to be there. They want to actually continuously keep doing this. It's not easy to keep hiring actresses and green screen. But I digress a bit. So, pirating. It's a bad thing. It doesn't help. You putting videos out there in the world just because you bought it, think you own it. Not really, because actually, in a matter of fact, you're destroying the person that you want to support while doing this. And that's not helping anybody. That's pretty much more like you just got a free video, but at some point or someday, hypothetically, who knows, Canadian Giantess could like immediately disappear off the map, hypothetically, because their store has been pirated so much by pretty much everybody on the internet, or because of certain people decided to continuously keep pirating his stuff, which is not helping. It's mostly like destroying it. You may do it because you want to support them by showing the video. If you want to support them, just show them a trailer. If you show them the trailer, at least the trailer helps them out, at least getting people interested. Same thing with their patrons. Share their patrons. Show it about to people. Hey, did you see Canadian Giants' or Chibi's patron? He's sharing like a whole bunch of stuff about it, art, several other things that might keep you interested. The audiobooks. There's several things I could do. Same thing with Gary. Gary has his own patron. Help Media Impact get more money, more things going, more videos to be made. And it helps them out even more. That's why Patreon kind of is helping out a lot when it comes to people getting more funding or artists or size fetish artists or all the above artists in general that want to help their stuff keep going. They can't just live off of luck. Now, there is a prime example of what piracy has done, and people that decided to ruin it for them by hacking the entire site and destroying it and hollowing it out from the inside. So, Giantess Love, we all know it. It was a great site. Great idea. Awesome person. Awesome owner, which is Tristan, I believe. She was pretty cool. Okay, she was like, I believe she was at the Size Fetish Con like 2016. And, you know, she made an amazing site that was here to support those producers, artists, and all the above, those that make comics or videos in general, to post them up. Even commission, she helped out with people to have those posted up there. But then, after several years of success, people talking on there, having tons of video content, she made her own Giantess Love content, which was amazing. I mean, she made it all so like lifelike with the actresses she had. Even Raven Ray was on there. There were a lot of good videos. I think there was like four or five, but It took some time, but it was worth it in the end. But now look at it. Now Giantess Love is now out of existence. It's not even there anymore. If you search it up now, it's gone. Because someone on the internet decided to hack it from the inside and destroy it. That's not even fair. That wasn't even like, why do this? Why hack something that was going to be a beautiful thing for the size fetish community just because you probably either couldn't get a video or something, or you thought it'd be an easy thing to do? Well, that doesn't help anybody. That more like destroys it. So what kind of fare does it help when you're pirating something that someone took the time into making and taking the time to make certain types of videos in general for your viewing pleasure, even though they try to not make it too expensive or not try to make it like, you know, overly expensive, but they actually put it down to a decent price for you to actually be able to pay for it. Guys, some of them only ask for 25, some only ask for like 30, some maybe ask for like 10 to 5 bucks just for their videos to be purchased. And they're taking the time and the actresses, the actors, props, everything that they are using to make these videos for us. What does that help if we just not, like, you know, how much do you think it would help if we stopped pirating all their stuff? You know how much things could be happening right now? We could have 12 times more of the content. They could have 12 times more of the money to keep their success growing. They could have a lot of stuff out of this. But if that's what you feel like doing, I'm sorry for you for the fact that you decided to pirate things and thought it was a good idea to do it, because in reality you're just destroying something or a person's whole entire career that he wants to go for with this. So remind yourself, do I want to help the producer, or do I want to help myself by sharing it with a community of people that don't give a crap about anything that I like? Think about it.